This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. Our first guest is a longtime guest and friend. She is mental wellness expert Fonda Bryant, who also is a QPR trainer. That is a QPR trainer, a suicide prevention trainer. And this is Mental Health Awareness Month. We're wrapping it all up, and no better person to talk to than you. Fonda, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Chris. How are you doing? And thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure having you, because you've got words of wisdom all the time. And I was just thinking about you when you sent me this email, that I think it applies on so many levels that people don't even think about. And we know about, you know, a lot of pressure on students, especially in students in college. But you brought up an angle I didn't even think about, and that is the pressures of student athletes' mental health regarding NIL and the toll it's taking on them, throwing the portal, the whole nine yards, the pressures of the family, the pressures of the coaching staff, the pressures of decisions. Can you talk about that a little bit just to start us off?
Well, you know, my son played college football, and he was long before NIL, you know, he played and graduated from Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, was a big offensive lineman. And even though NIL wasn't prevalent, players were getting paid under the table, let's be real. Mm-hmm. But, you know, me as a single mom, you know, your sons always want to help their mother, especially if you're a single mom and you struggle. But for me, I was never like that, because from the time I had Wesley, my thing was education, because mm-hmm. education gives you opportunities. And it also is, for especially for Black males, it's one of the best ways to me, I always tell Black males, it's one of the best ways to break down the walls of racism. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, everybody always thinks that Blacks are really, we excel in sports, and we do, but they tend to forget sometimes that we are smart, we're educated, and things like that.
Sure.
So I always talk to Wesley about getting his education. So when he started getting recruited by Florida, South Carolina, Stanford, Vanderbilt, Wake Forest, you know, so many schools, it was always in my mind. I told him, I said, you know, you're going to play the football. You're going to have to do the schoolwork. And for me, it's not about you going to the league. I could care less. I want you to walk out of wherever you go to school with your degree, because he was an honor student from K through 12th grade. So mm-hmm. I didn't play that. But he decided to go, when he graduated from high school, to the University of Florida with Coach Spurrier. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the coaches always did when they would come to your house or come to the school, they'd wear the national championship ring. And that's all the kids could see, is that bling from those rings.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They wanted one. That's all they see. And I remember telling coaches, hey, I want my son to get his education. So he, you know, went to the University of Florida. His big ego took him to the University of Florida because the first school that offered him off the bat, full ride, was Duke University. And I was ecstatic because I knew he could do the schoolwork, but at the same time, they weren't that good in football. So he settled on going to the University of Florida, and he was redshirted, you know, as a freshman. And I remember just sitting up there in the crowd and hearing Black parents, and this is just my experience, Black parents sitting up talking about they were going to quit their jobs when their child went to the league. And I'm just sitting there like,
yeah, don't always work that way. That pressure.
What are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You know, oh, I'm quitting my job. I'm going to do this.
He's going to buy us a new house.
Yes. And see, this is the thing I always said with Wesley. You don't owe me anything but to be a fine young man. Don't get in any trouble and get your degree. That's it.
You know what, Fonda, it's so funny you mentioned this because I knew you'd be the perfect person to talk to about this, because here in the state of Texas, high school football is king, and everybody, you know, you can't do anything else on a Friday. You got to block it out because there are people who go to the high school football games. There are people who got kids in the high school football games. Your friends aren't going to be available because their kids are at the high school football game. And there's so many of them thinking that their child is going to change the family's life once they turn pro. And so what you're preaching is it affects a lot of people here in Texas as well. So go on with your story.
Yeah, I mean, it was just shocking to me because I struggled. I started working at age 14. You know, I was a single mom, but I always knew that for me, education was the key.
Yeah.
And I wanted Wesley to get his degree because, you know, I used to always tell the players when I would talk to them, I said, guys, it's like using your body. It's almost like slavery in some aspects. And you've heard players say that they use your body for 4 or 5 years
and throw you
away.
And
then if you get a degree, what do you do then?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do then? And so for me, it was all about Wesley getting his degree. And he graduated from high school in 2001. He went to the University of Florida. He left there, and that was at the time when you had to sit out a year.
Mm-hmm.
They only took 2 credits when he transferred from the University of Florida to Wake Forest, only 2, and he had been there a year. So he had to hit the ground running and go to summer school and you know just make sure he stayed on top of his academics. And he graduated on time in May of 2005. And as much as they call me proud mom, I have authentic pom-poms, just like the Wake Forest cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. I was always cheering and yelling for the boys because they were like my sons. You know, I have a lot of extended sons. And when he graduated, to me, that was the proudest day of my life. Because see, nobody can ever take that degree from him.
Right.
Nobody.
That's right.
And that degree has also given him opportunities where now he's an executive producer and on-air talent. He's still around sports because when he got finished playing at Wake Forest, he said, Mom, I'm hanging up my cleats. And he said that his coach at the time, Jim Grobe, had taken the fun out of football. So I told him, I said, I'm good with it. It was like a sigh of relief, you know. And then he went and got a second degree at Full Sail in Orlando, Florida, because at first he wanted to be a music producer. And thank God that changed. But he came back. He did an internship at a local television station in sports. And now Wesley is an executive producer and on-air talent for the ACC Digital Network. He covers the ACC Championship in football, ACC basketball tournament. All of the coaches in the ACC, football, basketball, they all know him because he interviews them during the ACC kickoff for football, basketball, and he gets to talk sports all day, 5 days a week because he has his own sports radio show in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still around sports, but he hung up his cleats. And I think, Chris, that's something we don't preach enough to these young men. There is life after football. If you don't make it, you can still go on and have a good life. You still can. But some of these young men get some of the worst advice from moms, dads, cousins, uncles, extended cousins,
friends from down the street.
Really bad advice.
And that builds pressure, mental stress. And as you mentioned in the email that you sent me, you know, suicide has doubled among NCAA student athletes in the last 20 years. It's the second leading cause of death. The pressure, the stress of being drafted or becoming pro and taking care of your families. That's a lot for a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, 19-year-old.
You know, when I read that article, it wasn't surprising because first off, think about the football teams and basketball teams. They're mostly made up of Black athletes, Black males. And for Black males ages 10 to 24, that's the second leading cause of death. It's suicide anyway. Mm-hmm. Then you throw in the other factor that young people ages 10 to 34, that is the second leading cause of death. Is suicide and something else. See, a lot of times too, like you were saying earlier, you know, in Texas, because we've seen big movies about y'all guys in Texas, you know, in Texas about how big
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights. So you just think about it. Even if parents, okay, so this is what the stats say. By the time a child is 14, 50% of them are already dealing with a mental health condition. By the time they're 24, it's 75% because the 50% didn't get taken care of. And if they do not get help, 50% of youth turn to substance abuse. And I can tell you when I'm speaking to college athletes, high school athletes, and I tell them, I say, hey, guys, Ms. Fonda's not in your business, but I'm just going to tell you. If you're turning to substance abuse, especially smoking weed, which seems to be very common, it's like, oh, it's nothing wrong with that. But if your brain hasn't developed, your brain doesn't fully develop until you're 25 years old. So if you're smoking or drinking,
self-medicating,
self-medicating, you're putting your foot on the gas and it's going to accelerate that mental health condition. And did you know that smoking weed and your brain is not developed can cause psychosis? And in my opinion, because to me, all mental health disorders are bad, but the worst one to me is schizophrenia. So smoking weed with your brain not being fully developed can cause psychosis and it can cause schizophrenia.
Yeah, that's amazing, but it's not totally surprising. And I'm thinking about that because just like 5 or 6 years ago, just before the pandemic, the NFL was trying to figure out their drug testing policies, and a lot of different players are saying, well, this is how I cope. It's different than, you know, smoking is different, or they didn't say it was better, but they're saying it's different than just drinking. Like back in the day, all these football players just go get drunk or they take pills or whatever. And they're like, oh, we're just smoking. Well, guess what? Like you said, it's deeper than that. It's about the brain and not being fully developed until they're at least 25 years old. And self-medication is self-medication. It is not solving any of your problems. And what you've brought up is something a lot of people don't even think about. They just know that, okay, in today's college football world or today's college world in athletics, you got the NIL, the name, image, and likeness, where you can make a lot of money that way. And then you got the portal, where you can go to any school you want to after a year or so. And you got all kinds of decisions and people tugging you at all different directions. And you're talking about young guys or young girls, young ladies, who have a lot on their plate to be so young.
Yes, you, and let's roll it back a little bit more. I just read an article yesterday where Kirby Smart was saying high school recruits are paid as much as $20,000 a month to uphold their commitment. To uphold their commitment to going to that college.
A month.
Yes, a month. And if they don't go, they can ask for that money back.
That's what
I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
It's ridiculous.
And the thing that's so wild is everybody knows that the NCAA and the colleges, the big schools, they have got to figure out a way to rein it all in, or at least have a structure on your NILs and your portal. It can't just be the wild, wild west where anything goes and the highest bidder. And there's a lot of coaches who actually feel a lot of stress, too, because they're paid to win games. And if they lose their talent because another booster group at another school comes up with a better offer. I mean, this is just stressful because we're talking about millions and millions of dollars at stake. We're not talking about just the coaches' salaries. We're talking about some of the NIL deals that the kids get, quarterbacks in particular. And then you throw in the fact that, you know, all the TV money that's in play for these schools. It's like, and the people are feeling the brunt of it are the quote-unquote talent. the players,
yes,
the athletes,
yes,
the male and female athletes. I throw in the women too, because they got, yeah, big deals, whether it's softball, track,
basketball.
I mean, I can go on and on and on. The different schools are paying up because they say, you know what? We don't want to lose this kid.
Yes. And you know, the sad thing is, like I said, it's like watching, you know, when it first came out, I said, if they don't have buffers in place, this, mm-hmm, is just going to get out of hand. And,
yep,
it's gotten out of hand. And last year, I always go up to the Wake Forest Women's Football Clinic. And that's where we, you know, a lot of schools have it. You go up there, you run the drills like the fellas, you're, mm-hmm, around the football players and the coaches. And I had never seen a more depressed coach than Coach Clawson at Wake Forest. He was talking to his daughter. His daughter was actually interviewing him during the women's clinic. And he was talking about, because Wake is a very small school. It's only like 4,400 students. And, you know, it's a very small school. And they're caught up in the NIL too. And see, that's something else too. The schools aren't being distributed. You know, you still got to pay in a lot. And some, mm-hmm, schools aren't as big as other schools.
Yep.
So then they got to figure out how they're going to match these bigger schools like Clemson and NC State. So Coach Clawson was up there speaking, and you could really see he was depressed and upset about the fact that, you know, Wake was like, we're the little engine that could. I mean, you really think about the academics there, or they don't care if you play sports or not. You're going to do your schoolwork.
That's right. They're
and
like Stanford.
Yeah, but we have had diamonds in the rough. Aaron Curry, first round draft pick. Alphonso Smith, one of the best safeties in the league right now.
How about Tim Duncan in the Hall of Fame in the NBA?
Yeah, Tim Duncan, Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got Jesse Bates. You know, you got all these, you know, we have some diamonds in the rough to go into the league. And see, because of, you know, they stayed at least three years. Aaron Curry graduated, went back, got his master's. Now he's a coach with the Steelers. Those were the kind of players we used to have. Now you got players just coming in and passing through. And to me, as big a college football fan as I am, it has really changed just even to me as a fan going to the game, because you start getting used to a player getting out there and making plays. And then next thing you know, they're gone because they're chasing the money and they're getting that advice from their parents. So it has changed everything from how the fans view it. Because one of the things, Chris, I used to always say, when Wes was at the University of Florida, I got to see Jason Witten, Eli Manning. And to me, you got to see players in their purest form. You got to see them in their purest form. You don't get to see that anymore.
Yeah. By the way, we're talking with mental wellness expert Fonda Bryant about the rise in college suicides in particular, but more importantly, how the stress is associated with now with NIL and student athletes and the portal as well. And finally, let's talk a little bit about yourself just a little bit more, because you are not new to college athletics as not just the parent of, you know, of an athlete that was in college. You've done some work with the Big Ten, I believe, and a couple of other conferences about mental health awareness, and especially suicide prevention. Can you talk about some of your credentials there? Because you're very impressive.
Well, thank you. Well, one of the things I do is I kind of do it impromptu. A lot of the conferences are still kind of
dragging their feet. Let's keep it real.
Dragging their feet. And I'm kind of like an outsider looking in. Let's just put it this way. Anytime there is a game that we play at home, after the game, I make it a point, unless it's really late, to go around and talk to the visiting side, the visitor team who came. And I talk to them and put the wristbands on them, my suicide prevention wristbands, because I know those players use them and they like to wear them. And the stories that have come out of me putting those wristbands on them is just unreal. You see these big guys, 300 and something pounds, 200 and something pounds. And when I walk up to them and say, hey, would you like to wear a wristband, and tell them what's on it? It's like, Chris, you hear this breath of air coming,
yeah,
out of them, like, hey, I can talk to this woman.
Right.
And guess what I get the most? Most of the players, especially black players, open up to me and I'm a total stranger. And they'll tell me, I'm struggling. I'm dealing with anxiety. I'm dealing with depression. And it's no way I'm going to talk to my coaches. Because in their eyes, just like with police officers, they have that same mentality. They can't show any weakness. They feel like if they go and talk to their coaches, they might lose their scholarship or they might lose playing time. And that's why they keep it to themselves. And when they keep it to themselves, to me, it's like a volcano inside their bodies. You know, a volcano can lay there dormant for years and years, and then it can explode and it doesn't come out well. And see, this is what I always say when I'm working with students athletes, like when I went out to Provo, Utah, and trained the BYU football players. I've talked to Winston-Salem State players. I've talked to a lot of different student athletes, females as well. And one of the things that I always hear from them is sign of weakness. I can't let them know because I don't want them to think that I'm weak. And it really breaks my heart. So what do you have players doing? They turn around and they self-medicate. And this is what I always tell them. I said, guys, I know death is the ultimate for us. We've talked about the suicide rates, how bad they are for student athletes. But it's other things, Chris, that people don't even realize. Poor decisions, bad judgment, incarceration. How many times have we seen student athletes get in trouble? And they just look at them as they're just terrible people, kick them out of school and pick up the next player. Poor decisions, bad judgment, incarceration, self-medicating. And see, I always tell people self-medicating does not have to be drugs and alcohol alone. It could be pornography, gambling, excessive eating, excessive shopping, excessive working out. And I'm going to tell you, there was a story just a couple of months ago where a Ohio State football player, big offensive lineman, transferred to, where did he go to? UNLV, died by suicide. So I have a friend of mine who took my QPR training, who is an athletic trainer there. And I asked him, I said, hey, did you know this young man? He said no, but he said he knew that things were not well with him because he was saying how his career wasn't going the way that he wanted. So I guess that's why he transferred. And instead of just kind of making it through at UNLV, he died by suicide. Yeah. So I think what people aren't realizing with this NIL stuff, it happens so quick. And there's so many greedy people out here, from parents to coaches to whomever it is, boosters, that these kids are the ones caught in the middle. And no one is paying attention to their mental health. I know the NCAA has put things in place, but this is how I gauge if something's working, Chris. If something's working, shouldn't the stats be going down?
Correct. They should say, guess what? We have therapists with every team, with every coaching staff, no matter what the sport is. And guess what? We have reduced these numbers of teenage or collegiate athlete suicides. And it, instead of the doubling in 20 years, it should have been regressing. And and so that's what you're saying is like, it's true. It's like, it's, and I'm glad you used the law enforcement first responder example, because it's the same kind of way for a lot of sports figures. Their whole thing is, I can't be perceived as being weak. And like you said, mental health, you say this all the time, mental health is health. It's physical health and it's mental health. And they all have to be balanced out for everyone to be the best that they can be. And I'm going to say this too, because I know you know this story, because it came out just around the draft. There was a wide receiver from LSU who got into a car accident, and it was a fatality, and he was the cause of it because he was driving the car. And his trial was going to come up the whole nine yards. He's looking to be a top 20 draft pick. And there was this pressure on him that he would not be drafted high enough. And a lot of people were dependent on him. And he took his own life in Houston. This was just literally back in April. And I just shook my head and I just realized what those numbers you were talking about. People have no idea till something happens, a poor decision. And then the person who made the poor decision doesn't know how to handle the decision and they take their own life.
Yes. You know, that broke my heart, because anytime something like that happens, a lot of times people send it to me. And one of the things that stuck out too, and I'm not beating up the parents, I'm not beating up anybody, because once you know better, you can do better. But when you come out after the fact and say, hey, my son was struggling with mental health issues, I start thinking about, well, did you try to get him help when he was younger? Did you, when you saw the signs or maybe thought something was going on, did you point him towards help? And this is what I say a lot of times. When you, Lord help, if your child catches a pass, can hit a three-pointer, can knock somebody on their butts. You automatically, I see it because my grandson plays basketball, and I have been at places where 8 and 9 year olds, their parents are already put them in the NFL, NBA, whatever the case may be, already, already. And so when you really start thinking about that, because a lot of these players, especially football, start off at 6 years old. And when parents see
baseball
potential,
too.
That's all they see.
Yep.
They don't see that their child might be struggling and might need help. And even if they do, they're like, oh, okay, we're not going to say anything. And then by the time they really turn into a shining star and get to that college level and they see the dollars in the NFL, that mental health is on the back burner. It's completely forgotten. And that young man, when I was reading about him, he needed help.
Yeah.
He needed help. And that's why I said, I wish I could get to these athletes sometimes and just let them know. And I think that's really one of the problems with sometimes with me getting in these schools. They see that I can make a difference, help these players, but they say, hey, she doesn't have a degree. She doesn't have credentials behind her name. How dare she? But see, to me, the best credential that I have is lived experience and peer support. Because when I talk to these players a lot of times, especially because I'm a mom of a athlete and I've been around them for so long, they trust me, they believe in me. And I work with one, I work out with one who went to Clemson, promising career, messed up his shoulder. And see, Chris, this is something else we're not talking about. The portal. They said this past year, it was over 10,000 college athletes for football in the portal alone.
Yep.
And out of that 10,000, what did they say? Only 40% are going to get in. So what happens to the rest of the players? What happens to them?
Yeah, they, a lot of them can't go back. They can't say, well,
can't
I changed my mind. I want to stay, coach. Coach, I changed my mind. I really want to stay. It's so funny you bring that up because I want to say it was the Arizona State coach who actually did something different this past January or December, because Arizona State won the Big 12 in football. And he said, I told my kids, I know if you're trying to decide if you're going to get in the portal or not, but I want you to know I still believe in you and we will welcome you if you come back. He said that, and there's a whole
That's
lot
awesome.
Of schools that don't even do that.
They don't.
I thought that was amazing and rare because usually if you say I'm going in the portal, they say, see ya, bye.
Exactly.
Close the door.
So next man
How dare
up.
You leave us?
Mm-hmm.
But he flipped the script.
Up.
He said, you know what? I love our team. I know people have to make decisions. A lot of it's financial based, but the doors are always welcome to have you come back here at Arizona State. And that's just one coach for an example. And it's the little things like that that could make a difference.
It could
at the
make
same
a
time,
difference.
At the same time, I know, Fonda, you've got phone numbers where kids can reach out, you know, where they can find hope and help. That's a phone call away, or a website and things like that. Can you talk about where they can turn? Because they're listening to you right now, and they, or a parent, they're listening to you right now. And they're like, okay, who can I talk to anonymously or online or over the phone? Or how can
Sure.
I get help where, you know, like I said, there's in athletics, there's a possible stigma involved.
Yes. And that's what a lot of players tell me. They said either they'll talk to each other or they just won't talk at all. So I tell parents, one of the things you can always do, or anybody listening to this, they can reach out to 988. They can call or text 988. I know
it's like 411, right? 988 is the mental health 411. Yep.
Yeah, I know it's pushed as a suicide prevention number, but you don't have to be in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You can just call and talk. You can, and for young people, I read a report that said only 5% of youth, when they are in crisis, call only 5%. So they can text, just like they're texting
yep.
a friend.
That's what they
can
do
also
nowadays.
Text,
yep.
Yes. They can also text one word, help, to 741-741. They can text one word, help, 741-741. That is a national crisis text number. They can go back and forth again. You do not have to be suicidal. When I put the wristbands on them, both numbers are on it, and I tell them you don't have to be suicidal. You can just be having a crappy day.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, I don't know the number by heart, but Texas and most states have a warm line.
I've got that number for you, Fonda. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
It's 817-546-7826. 817-546-7826. Go ahead.
Thank you. And what a warm line is, for people who don't know, you're not quite in crisis. You're not quite suicidal. You might just need to talk to someone. And I tell people all the time, I know our family loves us and our friends, but sometimes they got to add stuff. They got to be judgmental. They got to try to tell you what you need to do. When you call a warm line, you don't get any of that. And you will be talking to someone similar to Ms. Fonda, because a warm line is made up of peer support, people who have mental health issues, substance abuse. Someone might have been in prison, those kind of things, but they've turned their lives around and now they're helping others. It's anonymous and you don't have to give your name. And again, the best part about the warm line is there's no judgment and a lot of understanding. So I suggest, you know, if you don't think, hey, I still don't want to call 988, you're welcome to call that warm line. It's a great, great tool. And again, it's manned by people like me. And trust me, it's great to talk to someone who has nothing to gain and just listens. Because sometimes we don't need people to fix stuff.
Right.
Sometimes we just need that good listening ear.
Excellent. 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 And Fonda, before we let you get out of here, can you say something again about the QPR training, which is like CPR, because that's one of the biggest things that you do, the suicide prevention training for people who think they're someone that's a family member or friend that might be struggling right now.
Yes, the QPR stands for Question, Persuade, Refer, Suicide Prevention Training. It is a 2-hour training that teaches you how to recognize the warning signs of someone in crisis or suicidal, helps you gauge your mental health. And if you pick up on the signs early enough, you can prevent someone from going into crisis or becoming suicidal. And the best thing that it does, the other great thing it does, it helps you to be able to leap in and not even think about it because you're well trained in what to do and what to say. It's just like CPR. Mm-hmm. Both are to help someone in a medical emergency. And one other thing, Chris, though, I wanted to say quickly before we end this is with NIL. If I had my way, this is how it would be. You pay the players just like you do during the NFL season. Mm-hmm. They get paid every game that they play. And to me, after that game, they don't get any more money. And to me, with all these leaving one school and going to another.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the best deal, you can transfer one time. And then if you transfer again, it's just like when Wesley was in school, that you have to sit out a year. Yeah. I think that would cut down on a lot of this mess and a lot of that pressure on these kids to do right by their parents.
I totally agree. There's solutions out there. They just got to go ahead and vote on it and make that a mandate so that everything is a little bit more organized and it's not the wild, wild west, because the people that are getting hurt the most are the athletes, the college athletes, female, male, all of them, because they're being tugged in all different directions, let alone having to perform at the highest level.
Yes, agree 100%. So I just tell everybody, make sure you take care of your mental health, because if you don't take care of it, it won't take care of you. And it can really wreak havoc in your life. And I just really want these student athletes that they have to really think about what's best for them. And that's something else too. At the end of the day, it's their life. I know their parents have some say, but they have to think about what's best for them, because they're the ones out there on the field, on the basketball court, wherever it is, and in the classroom. So think about yourselves and do the best for yourself.
Well said. She is Fonda Bryant. She is our personal mental wellness expert and suicide prevention trainer. Fonda, we got to have you on again real soon, as we always do. And thanks for the words of wisdom.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. Appreciate you.
And joining us right now is our next guest. He's Chef Paul Ritter, who conducts workshops in public and private educational institutions, and he delivers information and training to help reverse chronic diseases and other health challenges. He is also an excellent chef on top of all that, because the food tastes great. Paul, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Brother Chris. How are you today?
I have been dying to talk to you about this. I'm doing fine. I've been dying to talk to you about eating right, because I have been eating very, very properly. I mean, correctly. I call it the cheat code, doing all the right things and eating it the right way, understanding the difference between proteins, fats, and carbs. And then I tasted some food that you had cooked at this buffet for the top achievers, the nonprofit. Yeah. And I went, oh, wow, yo, grandma put her foot off in this. This is delicious. And then you started telling me some of the things that you were doing. And I'm like, oh, my God, Paul, we've got to have you on the show. So, Paul, welcome to Better Living. And first of all, before we tell us about how you got started with all this, I'm very, very much impressed and glad that you've been sharing some of your proper eating habits in classes and with organizations so that it can change people's lifestyles, especially those who might be suffering from diabetes or even chronic kidney disease.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Chris, it started, let me tell you, it started. So this was a journey that I had no vision of. Almost 19 years ago, my mom had a massive heart attack. Mm-hmm. And from that, it brought us to this point. And when she had the heart attack, Chris, let me paint the picture for all of your listeners. My mom was a size 6'8". She was 5'9", 5'10", took no medication, extremely smart. We thought we ate healthy all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, two masters, a year away from her doctorate. Was an educator her whole life, and we thought we ate healthy. And the day she had her heart attack, we had just finished eating a salad and a turkey burger on wheat bread.
That sounds healthy.
That sounds healthy. And 2 hours later, we're at Baylor Hospital. She's having a massive heart attack. A week being in the hospital, they put her on 12 medications, and quickly she gained over 100 pounds. And through all of the checkups, we finally asked the doctor, what can we do to reverse some of this medication? and get some of this weight off. And he said, you guys do understand your mom had, she's had a massive heart attack. So she's going to be on medicine the rest of her life. Mm. And that was the pivot point for us. When my mom heard that, she was like, Chris, you know how your mom would give you a look and you'd be like, that look.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, get my records. We're going to find someone else. And through a journey, literally, we found a holistic Jewish heart doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he said three simple things. He said, I'm going to change how you eat, change how you shop, change how you cook. And when we started working with him, almost a year to the date of her heart attack, she was off all 12 medications, had lost all 100 pounds.
Wow.
And our chiropractor at the time, we were in Grapevine, Texas, said, hey, you guys need to come share what you're doing with some of my clients and patients. And I was very hesitant because I didn't know what we were doing.
Chris, right. You just know it was working for your mom and you're just trying to help her out.
Mom,
yeah.
We doing what the doctor told us, following these little sheets of information. And but God had a bigger plan, man. And so we did go share some information with some of his patients who ended up becoming our clients. We didn't know what we were doing. And one thing led to the next. So now fast forward this journey, 18 years later, working with over 10,000 people, man, ranging from helping people reverse cancer, diabetes, blood pressure, kidney disease, helping women shrink fibroids, brothers with ED, sinus allergies, helping people eliminate inflammation, which we know leads to arthritic issues.
Yes.
Snoring, Chris, believe it or not, there's a quick fix for snoring.
Mm.
And so it has just exploded into all of these different things where now companies bring me in, amazing people like you invite me on their show. And it has just literally taken a life of its own, man. And so I just do the best I can in educating people because I truly believe we, especially in our community, we perish for lack of knowledge on so many fronts, whether it's financial, mental health, food, but we just don't get the same information all the time.
Exactly. We're talking with Paul Ritter. Chef Paul Ritter is an 18-year expert on health and wellness. Co-founded Heart, Mind, and Body, is the CEO of The Ritter Way, personally coached over 8,000 clients and families to help them achieve their health and wellness goals. Clients also are political leaders, pastors, professional athletes, notable celebrities. I could go on and on and on. You've provided wellness programs for AT&T, the Dallas Independent School District, Limburger, Guggen, and Blair Law Firm, 100 Black Men Chapters. You consulted and cooking contracts with Southern Methodist University, that's SMU, Texas Christian University, that's TCU, UTA, yep. University of Texas, University of Texas Arlington's men's basketball teams for game days and pre-date game meals. I mean, you add a University of Memphis basketball team with Penny Hardaway to your roster.
Penny, yeah.
Yep. And you, of course, work with all kinds of great athletes and figures, including Les Brown, the motivational speaker, Michelle Carter, the Olympic gold medalist. I could go on and on. Fred Hammond, Paula Schneider, Dee Dee McGuire, Dr. Cheryl Jackson, Dr. Action Jackson from Minnie's Kitchen. I mean, Minnie's. Yep. I mean, it's just amazing the people and the lives you've touched. And the ride just continues. So can you talk about specifically, because one of the things you mentioned, like I was talking about your food. I love candy yams. And you said, Chris, I bet you don't know that that's not sugar. I was like, is it?
Right.
I said, wait a minute. Let me see. Is it? And I was taking a guess. I said, is it? He said, what kind of sugar do you use? I said, well, I don't really use sugar because I really don't. I use agave. And you said, it's not agave. And then you floored me with your answer. What did you put in those yams?
So when I make candy yams, or you can use it for a multitude of different things, but for candy yams, I use a sweetener called brown rice syrup, Chris.
Mm.
And it's amazing because it's got one ingredient, brown rice. And what most of us do not know is when brown rice is heated very slowly, it naturally turns sweet. Mm. And it caramelizes if you do it at a slow temperature long enough. So brown rice syrup is an amazing sweetener. I use it, Chris, for candy yams, but not only for candy yams, Chris, I use it for things for breakfast. Like, let me take you down this rabbit hole. So most of us grew up eating oatmeal, which we assume is healthy, and it is to a degree. But a better version of oatmeal, Chris, is what we would call oat bran.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why oat bran is better,
like,
is
because, raisin bran,
right? But it's oat bran.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. And the reason why it's better is because it's 100% fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, throughout the course of our lives, you see so many different diet plans. Everybody's got all this, but the basic necessities are, you gotta eat a lot more fiber. So back to that brown rice syrup, you can put it in sweet potatoes, you can put it in oat bran. I use it to bake cookies, cakes. When I make sweet potato pies, Chris, I use that.
Wow.
You can use it in tea, you can use it in coffee, but the beauty of the product is it barely moves your sugar level. I'm talking about barely. So it's safe for diabetics, it's safe for people that are trying to lose weight, and it doesn't have a funny aftertaste. Like when you tasted the yams, you couldn't tell.
No, I thought those are, like I said, I thought I was having a cheat day. I thought I was okay. I'm going to have all this good, this home cooking, and these yams are off the chart. By the way, I told my wife about this and she didn't want to believe it. She said, no way that brown rice syrup is better for you than agave. Cause she said, brown rice is not a plant. And so, you know what I did? I went on Google. And I said, Google, Google, is brown rice better for you than agave? Just that simple. And it came out and it said, yep, it is. And it just it broke down the different tastes and the whole night. I just showed it to my wife. I said, hey, I just had to look it up because I don't know. You know, I didn't know. So, Paul, you're right about that. And that's just one of the things that, you know, these are little things that actually – can help you have a healthier life, but it doesn't change the way you eat the food that you like. Yeah, the taste.
Right. And even like that, at that same function, I'll give you another thing that I use, and in our community will appreciate this. So we had collard greens at the event.
Yes, sir. Love some greens. That's why I married my wife over the greens she make. I swear to God.
And I had no salt in those greens. I used two products. One is seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
Because seaweed, Chris, gives your body all of the iodine that you need. You know, when we grew up, Chris, when our mom used to send us to the store, she used to always say, buy the salt that's iodized. Buy the salt, the lady with the umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew the value of iodine in our body every day because our thyroid requires it. And so, in making the collard greens the way I make them, I use seaweed, which provides plenty of iodine for your thyroid, but it also gives you that salt taste. But the beauty of seaweed, because it's never been compromised, the salt does not raise your blood pressure. It doesn't lead to any inflammation or swelling. It doesn't lead you to get sleepy after you eat it. So you can still have that yummy, yummy salt taste in your greens without the side effects of all of the salt that we're traditionally putting in our greens, whether it's ham, pork, or even turkey to a degree.
It's the little things like that. In other words, you don't have to give up the taste because you have to change your diet plan up. With that being said, you've been just very, very busy. I mean, you speak, you do the cooking demonstrations. Let's see, the Community Council for the City of Dallas had you out at the Family Fit Fest. You've been on Fox Good Day and the NBC. You've been in the Wall Street Journal. I mean, I don't know when you sleep. You just stay on the go. That's why you're fit. You stay on the go.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, one of the things that I try to impart to people, Chris, is – and eating this way, it has to be a lifestyle. It cannot be, I'm going to do this diet for 6 weeks or 7 weeks or 8 weeks. And that's what happens with a lot of people because they get their information from social media and they do something for a short period of time. But the biggest thing that I come across now is trying to coach people into a lifestyle of good choices. And when they see, Chris, that, okay, I can have candy yams, they can still be sweet, but it's not going to make me sleepy. I'll try it this way. And I don't have to compromise on taste with candy yams or greens or even other things with clients that I have who care of cereals. When I show them a healthier version of the cereal that their kids like and change them, move them away from dairy to, let's say, rice milk, and they see how their kids enjoy it, then it's a win-win all the way around.
Yeah.
And they never, I mean, honestly, I would say 90% of my clients, once they get and understand the lifestyle of better choices and feeling better, they never go back. They just never go back. It's a lifestyle.
And how do you coax them into doing this? Because again, you just said it best. There's a lot of people, because they ask me stuff about how I stay so fit. You know,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
These years, I mean, I just actually tightened up everything. Well, I'm going to tell you what scared me, what made me stay fit and not get out of shape. When I was about 14 years old, my daddy, who was always in pretty good shape, it wasn't like he's an athlete or nothing. He was just always in pretty good shape. He just started eating a lot. He was like 38 or 39 years old. He went into a diabetic coma around the Christmas holidays, and they pronounced him dead the whole nine yards. And then he came to, and they told him, you got to change your lifestyle. And this is back in the day when the foods they told him he's going to have to eat didn't taste good. They said, you're going to have to take this shot every day, insulin shot, but you can get off the insulin shot if you eat this bland food. So he took that as a challenge. He got off the shot. Then he said, oh no, I got to have some desserts. So I'll go back on the shot. And then nowadays, and by the way, he's very disciplined. I mean, he's still alive. He didn't have to have any kind of amputations or anything. He didn't get fat, fat. He just said, right. No. I don't want to deny myself some good foods. So he's very, very, he pays attention to his sugar levels. He's very, adamant about that. But at the same time, I said, they said, it could be hereditary. And I'm like, well, I'm not going out like that. I don't need to get diabetes. So I've never been overweight. You know, I was never like perfect, but I was like, okay, I'm always stay fit. Well, I've been really, really fit and trim the last 6 years. And that's because I've been very much aware of what I eat, how often I eat, you know.
Yeah.
Because as you mentioned before, I want to do something that I could keep doing forever. Not forever. Okay, I'm gonna do this for a few weeks and then I hit the goal, I'll be whatever the rate was, and then just to give you the numbers, I used to just sit at 204. I'm 6'1", I would be at 204 pounds every day, every year, like clockwork. And I said, let me get down to 190. I want to get down to 190. That's where I felt real comfortable at back in the day.
Right.
Guess what? I weigh 174. And I've weighed 174 for the last 5 years. Because
And you feel amazing.
I feel amazing. I got all the energy I need. I mean, and I do all the different things, and I'm not like some workout fiend where every day.
Right.
Yeah. No, I said it's going to have to fit with what I do, but I'm very much aware of what.
You're intentional. You're very intentional.
Yeah. So I was wondering, when you talk to people, how do you kind of let them know? Because again, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
So one of the things I do with people that are interested, Chris, I do a consultation. And in that consultation, I walk them through what do they eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I kind of dig into all of the weeds because, you know, some people always say, oh, I eat healthy. But then when I start asking them questions like, what you eat for breakfast? What you eat for lunch? What you eat for dinner? How many times you eat out? What are your favorite foods? How many times you snack? This and that. Then I get a really large... I get it all. And
right.
They start going, oh, yeah, I do like to go to this little spot on this day.
Right.
I do like doing that.
Right.
And so the initial introduction to me is through a consultation. And that for anyone that's out there that's interested, they can go to my website, paulritterteaches.com. Send us an email. We'd be more than happy to schedule you. So we start with the consultation. And then in the consultation, Chris, after I start to gather all the information, and I joke with them all. I say, it's like confessional. Because then they start going, oh, yeah, I do like eating it. You know, they start telling me everything.
Yep.
And it's hilarious, Chris, when I have a husband and wife, because the husband will say one thing and the wife will say another thing. They'd be like, wait, I didn't know you was eating. When did you eat that? It's comedic.
Yeah.
So I get all that information. And then I share 6 to 7 different topics on dairy products and water and sugar and salt and the right foods to eat. And I just share it in a way that most people have never heard it. So to give you an example, just talking about dairy products, most people do not know. I don't even know if you know this, Chris, that dairy has twice as much cholesterol as any meat.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And so,
but wait a minute, I did know that. No, I was thinking about eggs because I know eggs have higher cholesterol, but it's good cholesterol.
Yeah, higher cholesterol. But when we say dairy, I'm talking about the whole spectrum of dairy products.
Okay.
Cheese, which we get inundated with day after day. Milk, cheese, Doritos, string cheese, queso, sour cream, mayonnaise. Dairy is in products that you don't even realize. So, we all grew up eating Progressive or Ragu or all of those red sauces. Well, and all of those red sauces, Chris, the second ingredient is milk.
Is that right?
Never think because it's a red sauce. But if you have something in your home, look on the back, brother, the second ingredient, milk, dairy. So
all that spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti sauce. We get so inundated with dairy, but it has twice as much cholesterol as any meat, number one. Number two, dairy is the second leading cause of every cancer. And cancer is running rapid in our communities now. Man, when I started doing this, my average cancer client was 67 years old, Chris. Now my average cancer client is 41.
Wow.
And it's all because of what people are eating.
Yeah.
And then the third thing, dairy is the root cause of all sinus, all allergies, asthma. And when people say, well, wait a minute, I thought, Paul, allergies were seasonal. It's the season, it's the ragweed. It's all. I said, no. Because dairy completely compromises your immune system. And when your immune system is compromised, you have challenges with oxygen.
Yep.
I.e., watch this, Chris, I'm gonna take you back a few years, i.e. COVID.
There you go. You're compromised.
I was telling people all the time, the biggest thing that COVID really did is show everybody how unhealthy they were.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't want anybody to breathe on you because your immune system couldn't really stand the air.
Yeah.
And so so I educate them on dairy and salt and sugar. And we go through all these things. And then before the consultation is over, we kind of put together a roadmap of how they need to get to their destination. If it's just weight loss, if it's getting off blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, shrinking fibroids, if you got night sweat, whatever it is, we kind of put together a roadmap. And then, you know, they have the decision if they want my service or if they want to continue going down that road by themselves, whether it's the, you know, I do in-home meal prep for clients. I do virtual cooking with a lot of people all over the country. And then I also do in-home meal prep where I cook it in my home and people either pick it up or we deliver it. So we have a few different services that we can offer people. But yeah, everybody, for those who want some more information, go to paulritterteaches.com and we'd be more than happy to answer all your questions.
This is just a great story. And again, an excellent service. You know what? You never told me what you were doing before you helped save your mom's life.
Okay, so watch this. Here's another curve.
Yeah, what was your job?
So prior to getting in the health and wellness field, Chris, I was a sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Is that right? Based here in Dallas.
Based right here in Dallas. Yes. Yes. Look yes. Yes. Yes.
And then all of a sudden,
when life took a turn, then I just kind of bent with the curve. I just went with the turn. And but yeah, I was with Mary Kay, man, for almost 16 years.
Wow.
I was the youngest male sales director in the history of Mary Kay. The article that you mentioned about the Wall Street Journal, that was my other life in Mary Kay because they heard about me and they did a story on me talking about a man selling cosmetics in a woman's industry. How are you so successful?
Yeah.
I won over 6 free cars in Mary Kay.
I was about to say, you get a pink Cadillac out of that?
No. I never won a pink Cadillac. I had the red car. I never got level of success, but I did very well. Yeah. So
did you meet your wife at Mary Kay?
Say that again.
Did you meet your wife at Mary Kay?
No, I didn't meet my wife at Mary Kay, man. I met my wife over the phone through a mutual friend. My wife is very philanthropic, and so am mm-hmm. I. And she was leading this organization's raffle, this large organization's raffle, mm-hmm. A big organization locally. And every year I would donate. And so the president that year, who I knew really well, knew my wife's parents really well, said, you need to call the chef. He's going to donate a package. And she called and literally, that was almost 10 years ago. And from that phone call, we've spoken every day ever since.
Wow.
Now I gave her my last name. And it's been a pretty good deal.
That is absolutely amazing and fantastic. And you, and like I said, she helps balance your life too, because you're so busy. And
yes, absolutely.
And, this is what I love about your story. I love your story and I love the fact that you're helping people and changing their lives. There's one thing we did not bring up that actually helps me every day.
Okay.
I actually get on the scale every day, every morning, like clockwork. Do you talk to people about knowing that they should not run from their weight? In other words, don't be afraid of getting on a scale, because I make sure that I get on the scale so I can come say, OK, I've gained some weight from the other day, or I need to lose some more weight, or I'm right where I need to be, or I done lost a couple of pounds, or I plateaued for a while.
Well, to the bigger picture, but to answer your question, many times, so when I do consultations with every single person, I do ask them how much they weigh. I ask them, women, I get right to the nitty gritty. How much you weigh? Like, oh God. But I do ask them that. But I'm not someone that says get on the scale every day, but we do set marks and targets. Okay. So for instance, you know, like I've got a client that I've got to cook for later on in the day, Chris, and Little Elm, and highly successful woman. She's in the C-suite of corporate America. I mean, highly successful.
Yeah.
And when I met her, she said, initially, Paul, I would like to lose 25 pounds and let's go from there. Well, literally, Chris, when we hit week 7, she had already lost more than 25 pounds. And she was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm losing all this weight with no exercise. And we're not starving. Because one of the things that I push everyone away from is, number one, counting calories.
Me, I don't count calories. I don't do that.
Because we're so misinformed when it comes to counting calories. Number two, believe this, this might even shake you a little bit, Chris. I discourage cutoff times to eat. And I use this simple analogy. If you go out tonight in your car and your car starts to run out of gas and it's 8:30 at night, you're not going to let your car sit on the side of the road till in the morning. You're going to give it gas because that's what's required. Well, our body is more valuable than a car. But through all of this misinformation that we have, at 8:30, I shouldn't eat. So I'm just going to starve myself until the next morning. And what happens is through starvation, your body starts to create fat. And so
kind of hang on for dear life.
And so I don't necessarily subscribe to them getting on a scale consistently, but we do have targets. And they start to know when they start getting close because they start feeling better. They start looking better. Their energy goes up. Their hair starts growing. Skin starts glowing. You know, the nails get stronger. So many different things start happening when they just tweak their lifestyle a little bit. And before they know it, you know, it. I'm blessed, man, because for years I didn't do social media, Chris. I've just got into the social media world maybe about 4 years ago. And even before then, I had an amazing business because, you know, if you help, especially if you help a woman lose some weight, she gonna tell five friends.
For real. That's a fact. Facts.
She gonna say, girl, you need to call him too. And so my business has always just been word of mouth. Now social media has, I think, taken it to another place, man. Meet people like you. But it's really just a lifestyle of the right choices, different choices, not deprivation. I always tell people, yeah, we're not depriving. We're just making different choices. And once we're educated on a different choice, then we're okay with it because it tastes good.
Exactly. Before we let you get out of here, again, the website and where they can reach you if they need to get some advice from you or have you speak at one of the functions or go to their schools or whatever it is.
Absolutely. So they can reach me at paulritterteaches.com. They can reach me, Chris, on The Ritter Way on Instagram and Facebook. Also, Paul Ritter on Facebook. Paul Ritter on LinkedIn. I'm on TikTok.
Exactly. Hey, Paul, thanks for joining us.
It has been my pleasure, brother.
Thanks and thank again. You all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.